Today on the School of Podcasting's Morning Announcements, we are going to talk about how to overcome talking to yourself and having it feel strange. We're also going to talk about, for if you're a blogger, how you're this close to being a podcaster. And I'm going to tell you what I felt was the best in show from the Blog World New Media Expo.
It's the School of Podcasting's Morning Announcements. Here's Dave Jackson.
Podcasting since 2005. I am your personal podcast coach, Dave Jackson. Thanking you so much for tuning in. If you're new to the show, welcome aboard all my new friends from Blog World. This is where we talk about everything podcasting, from planning to promoting to recording to producing to monetizing. If it's about podcasting, you're going to hear about it here, because this is where you can find everything you need to launch a podcast. It's at theschoolofpodcasting.com. If you'd like to join in on the conversation, it's super easy. We got a toll-free number. It's 888-563-3228. You can also use the little voicemail button out at our website. You can email me, dave@schoolofpodcasting.com. You can also just leave a comment out at our website, which, of course, is schoolofpodcasting.com. And I want to say, hey, to all my new friends from Blog World. Got back from Blog World. I'm going to try to talk slow today. I have a very small window. My daughter is actually getting married in about 3 hours. And, I got a small window, so today's going to be a short show. And, but I'm not even going to name, I'm going to name two names. And has nothing to do with importance or things like that. Just, cause I met a bunch of people, two people I want to give shout outs to in terms of thank yous. One, Scott Eccleston from thephotographypodcast.com. This was the person that was my roommate for, the 3 days out at Blog World. Great guy to hang with. And, really, you'll actually be hearing from Scott, on a episode of The Power of Podcasting, where you can find over at powerofpodcasting.com. This podcast is more about how to. That podcast is more about why. Why should I start a podcast? So you can check that out over at powerofpodcasting.com. Also want to say hey to Ken Blanchard from, the Urban Shooter podcast. You can find him at blackmanwithagun.com. And, just a super duper guy, and, was great. My other panelists finally got to meet, Ray Ortega and Dan Lyons, who now has coined, I think, the catchphrase of the conference, which is, I think I need to have a think about that. And it sounds cool if you say it with an Australian accent, but I'm not even going to try, to do that, right? And, super guy. And of course, Daniel J. Lewis, who, was, kind of the ringleader of our, he's a great organizer. He's the guy behind, PodCamp Cincinnati. So we let him organize our presentation and we all chimed in. And, I gotta say, I think, we did good. The tweets were, magnificent without tooting my own horn too much. So just want to say, if I met you at Blog World, thank you very much. It was great to meet you all. And I really don't want to say any more names because I'll forget somebody. And then they'll be like, oh, he didn't mention me. But here's the good news about Blog World. I got a huge amount of content from that. A lot of interviews. The bad news about Blog World, I got a huge amount of content I got to go through now. It's like a lot of interviews coming up in the future. So I'm trying to figure out how to work that out, because I'm used to just me and you talking. And now you're going to get to listen to me talk to other people. So that'll be coming up in the future. But today I want to answer, here's what we got going from this point forward. I'm going to talk about two things. Number one, how do I get over feeling weird talking to myself in a room like I'm doing right now? We're also going to talk about, if you're a blogger, if you could do me a favor right now, because this is an audio podcast, if you could put your fingers up and put your thumb and your pointer finger about an inch apart, you're this close to being a podcaster. I'm going to explain really what you have to do to be a podcaster. And by the way, if you are officially this close, if you're a blogger and you're thinking of doing a podcast, you're driving me crazy. You know why? Because you're this close. Pull the trigger, man. We'll explain that in a second. But I love finding bloggers, because they think there's so much more to do. And it's like, no, you're this close. So we'll talk about that. I'm also going to talk about two things. They had a lot of really neat booths out at the expo. Some of them, it seems like there's a trend in, hey, we've got this new service where we put your content on our website. And I'm kind of like, I need to investigate that a bit, because why do I want to drive traffic to your site? I want to drive traffic to my site. So that's a bit of a head scratcher. But I did find a cool iPhone app and a new way to handle Twitter that we'll be talking about a little later. But right now, I want to talk about a catchphrase from that you're going to hear people talking about. Then this is Avatar. Creating your avatar. And you're like, my movie with blue people that look like Smurfs? No. What this is picturing your audience. So right now, I'm picturing Terry, the what do you call those things? The analogy queen, because I've been dubbed the analogy king. So I'm thinking of Terry with glasses, the analogy queen. I'm thinking of, I think it was Carrie, the runner in the blue dress. And I'm thinking of all these people that I met at Blog World. Kathy, who wants to do this Disney thing, and all these people that I met. And again, I should quit naming names because somebody go, oh, you didn't mention me, but I did. And I'm glad I met you. And I'm picturing these people because, and this is why I love every single question that comes in, because not that it's a stamp of any kind of significance, but I have been podcasting since 2005. And so I forgot how weird it is to be in the basement sitting next to the water cooler and talking to nobody. Because right now, if you could see me right now, I talk with my hands. I'm actually moving my hands. In fact, I have to make sure I don't accidentally hit the mic stand because I talk with my hands. It's just the way I do it. And even though right now I'm staring at my air conditioner, which is off because it's hot here in Ohio, I'm picturing the people I met and I'm just talking to them. And so do you feel weird talking to nobody? Absolutely. But what I did, my very first podcast was a podcast about musicians. And I just pictured my friends that I knew that were musicians that were practicing their music in the garage. Or in some cases, I went to magazines. I've told people, you know, go to a magazine and you know, find that person that's doing that you're talking about or things like that. And maybe put them in front of you and picture that person. Because that is how I determine, to a certain extent, with the questions that come in, what gets on this show. Because part of the filter is me. If it interests me, I'm assuming it's going to interest you because we kind of run in the same circles. We like to create internet radio shows or internet video shows. And so if it interests me, it probably interests you. But why I love the questions, like Terry in this case said, you know, how do you overcome feeling weird talking to yourself? I'll give you another tip in a second about that, especially if you do it in public. But just think of your audience, because in the end, what a podcast is, it's a time-shifted conversation, meaning I'm recording this right now, Saturday. You're going to receive this on Monday. Hence, the time has been shifted. It's not live. You're not listening to me doing this right now, but it's time-shifted. And then you might reply on Monday. You might reply a month from now when you hear this, because it's going to be there forever. But it's a time-shifted conversation, and just think about who you're talking to and picture them and talk to them like they're sitting right across the room. You are going to feel weird. Here's when you start your podcast. Here are some of the things, the hurdles you're going to reach. And I say this to let you know that it's okay. You're not wrong. You're just like everybody else. And that is number one, you're going to hate your voice. You're going to hate your voice. And that's just a physics thing. When you hear your voice in your head, there's all sorts of physical things that your ear hears, that it actually, you know, your voice kind of resonates in your skull and all these other things like that. That when you actually hear what comes out of your mouth and then back into your ear, it's just not the same. You're going to hate your voice. And then you are going to eventually record that first session in 10 sessions from then, 10 episodes, you're going to hate that one too. Another thing that's almost always normal is if you're confused about the RSS thing, don't feel bad. You are not you're not stupid. You're uneducated. And there is a difference in my book. Uneducated is you haven't been told what the difference is. You haven't been shown what the difference is. And that's kind of a weird concept. We actually try to do that. We try to get technical in our second Podcasting 101, and that's just hard to do. Not because podcasting is super difficult. I always use, you guessed it, the analogy of when you go to tie your shoes. You know, I couldn't tie my shoes for squat when I first started, but my dad showed me. I watched him do it a couple times, and it made it easy. So for new podcasters, those are some things that are going to kind of make you feel, maybe I'm not cut out for this. No, you're absolutely normal to do that. So don't worry about it. Think about your audience and think about who you're talking to. If you need to, get a picture and just talk to them. And that's how you kind of overcome talking to yourself and not feeling weird. All right, I want to talk to the bloggers. And this could be anybody, really, if you don't even have a website. Here's what, we're not going to get into the history of how the word blog came about, but basically what a blog is, it's a website. In my opinion, more or less, they're interchangeable. Typically, websites are static. I mean, they don't change in the fact that you put up a page that says, here is Dave and here's what I do, and then you leave it there forever. A blog is more dynamic, meaning there's more content being added on a regular basis. But in terms of, I can tell you to go to my website, and basically what you're looking at is a blog, a dynamic website that changes. Mine changes every week because I add a new podcast to it. But here's the thing. If you say, do you have a website? Yes. Are you using WordPress? Now, WordPress is a free software that you can use to manage your website. And people go, yes. Do you have a blog on it? And they go, yes, I write, you know, articles on a regular basis. And then I go, do you have a podcast? And they go, no. If that is you, yes, I have a website. Yes, I'm using WordPress. And yes, I blog. You're this close to being a podcaster. Here's what it takes. Because here's, in the end, if we go to what is a podcast can be an audio, a video, technically a PDF, but typically audio or video that is syndicated via an RSS feed. Meaning in the same way that when you dial in channel, let's go with an analogy. If you dial in 100.7 here in on the radio in Cleveland, Ohio, you get WMMS, right? That certain frequency contains the content of that station. An RSS feed is a little bit like your frequency of your website. And people can take that. They can subscribe to it. Now, if you don't know how to subscribe to a podcast, go over to Learn to Subscribe. That's learntosubscribe.com. And I've got a tutorial that'll show you how to do that. But when you subscribe to a podcast, you are, again, tuning into the content from that specific provider, which in the case of WMS is a radio station. In the case of a podcaster, it's their MP3 files. It's their video files. And so blogs have that. I can subscribe to a blog and I will get their written content. Now, the difference between a blog and a podcast is you're just attaching media to that. It's the same station that you tune into. It's just instead of now being in written format, it's still in written format, by the way, but also there's this additional format of audio or video. And let me tell you this. When I first started podcasting back in 2005, I did a blog. I did a website for musicians, and it talked about how to, you know, get more fans, get more gigs, get more music sales. And I did it for many years. It was a newsletter, had about 1,500 subscribers to it, and I didn't get a whole lot of feedback. And then I started taking that same exact material, I read it. Now, I try to make it sound like I wasn't reading it, but basically I was reading it. Took that same information and I recorded it, and I would get these little flash buttons, and I had it to where you could click and listen to me talk about that topic. I added a tone of voice to the exact same free content that I was giving. And I, within 2 weeks, started getting feedback. Why? Because I went from being a blog to being a human. Okay? Huge difference. And the thing that really blew me away, I've said this a bazillion times, the very first piece of audio feedback I got was from a guy in Germany. And here I am in Ohio getting feedback from Michael Van Laar. I'll never forget Michael Van Laar. He's my very first piece of feedback from Germany. And so if you're a blogger with a website using WordPress, all you have to do, you ready? Write this down. PowerPress, not PodPress, Power. PowerPress is the plugin you can use. And then I recommend there are two and only two hosting services I recommend for your media, for your audio files, for your video files. And we've talked about in the past why you probably shouldn't use your web host. You can also paint with peanut butter. Eventually, you're going to have a problem with that. But I recommend either Libsyn, L-I-B-S-Y-N, that's short for Liberated Syndication. And if you're going to use them, use the coupon code SOPFREE. That's S-O-P-F-R-E-E. And you can get your free month. You can get your first month free. Now, another one is Blueberry. And this is blubrry.com. And we've talked about the differences between those two. Blueberry actually works within WordPress. You don't have to have a separate login name and password. Libsyn, you have to do some copy and paste, but you also have the ability to have an iPhone app. It's really hard to compare those two. They're kind of apples to oranges. The great thing is both those companies started by podcasters, created for podcasters. They understand podcasting, and they both have unlimited storage and unlimited bandwidth. So all you have to do is upload your media, and you're like, ooh, that sounds technical. Have you ever attached a photo to an email? Then you can upload media. It's the same thing. Instead of uploading a picture to your email, you're uploading a, let's say, MP3 file to a media host. And it's going to give you an address that you just copy and paste that into this plugin. Super easy. And so if you have the skills, if you understand copy and paste, if you understand attaching a photo in email, then you've got the skills. If you understand word processing, you've got the skills to be a podcaster. And if you're a blogger, you're this close. Now, what if you say, Dave, I don't have a website. I don't have a blog. Am I miles away? No, because here's the beautiful thing. Here's the plan I got going, and people are starting to take me up on this, and I love it. You can email me, dave@schoolofpodcasting.com. Say, Dave, I'm a newbie, whatever you want to call yourself. I don't have anything. I've got a topic. I know I want to start a podcast. I'm ready to go. Then I send you a link to order your hosting. You order that hosting, and I get a commission for sending them a new customer. Now, it's the same hosting that I use. I would not recommend anything that I didn't personally understand, use. I've been using them for probably 12 years at this point. That commission that I just earned from you, I give you a free month at the School of Podcasting, and I go in and set up WordPress, and I go in and get rid of all the stuff that WordPress adds that you don't need, and I install the PowerPress plugin that I just talked about. And all you do is spend $7 for hosting. That's it. So if you're brand new, it's kind of a quick start package. And then from there, all you have to do is, you know, maybe purchase some graphics for your website and start making content. You're good to go. So if you're brand new, that'll get you going, and you can work with me personally. Plus, you'll get all the step-by-step tutorials, all the resources. So when I say you need to go get some graphics, you can, here's the list of the three people I use. If I go, if you want some music for your podcast, here are the resources I use. It's a great way to get started. So that is, again, if you're a blogger, you're this close to being a podcast. All you've got to do is read your blog into a microphone. And you can buy, I mean, if you really just want to start off bare bones, you could buy, I've heard a lot of great things about the Yeti microphone by a company called Blue. And you can contact me because I do equipment sales as well, and record it right into your computer. Not my typical preferred method, but it works. Read your blog, throw in some music, you're good to go. Upload your media, copy and paste, or just if you're using the PowerPress plugin, you can just upload it and it's right there. You're this close. And here's the bottom line. There's a very, he had some great sessions. Pat Flynn, very successful blogger, started his podcast and got an additional 20%. He grew his audience like this, 20%. So if you're a blogger, definitely contact me, dave@schoolofpodcasting.com. Also, should have mentioned this at the beginning of the show. This Wednesday, as in 2 days from today, I'm doing a webinar. If you're interested, go over to schoolofpodcasting.com/webinars. It's kind of a intro to podcasting. If you have any, I just call them open roundtables. If you just have any questions, want to have me answer them live because you're like, Dave, I like the answers you gave today, but that's not the question I want to ask. Come ask me live. Because again, why? I love podcasting questions. I love to help people podcast, period. That is my passion. And if you could see my hands right now, I'm going crazy. you know, it's a great way. It's a fast way because I'll be right there and that's free. I'm not charging for that webinar. Why? Because I love to get inside the mind of a brand new podcaster because sometimes I'm a little removed from that. So it keeps me, if this makes any sense, if you could do some air quotes for me, it keeps me young in the podcasting world. All right, next up, we're actually going to hear an interview from the makers of this, probably in maybe the next week or future episodes. But I want to tell you about it now. I don't know if they do a best in show at Blog World New Media Expo, which I believe is now just called the New Media Expo. They changed the name again. So I believe in the future it's going to be New Media Expo. But if I were to dub a, quote, best in show, I walked around the floor, saw a lot of cool things, but this was the one that I went, whoa, 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 that's cool. And we talk about starting a podcast on the cheap. Now, here's the only thing that I want to say about this. I'm giving this a review without using it myself. I'm not getting paid for this. And the problem is the stuff I heard was in the middle of a busy expo floor. So I had headphones on, but in terms of really being able to sit back and listen and go, oh, this is good quality or bad quality, from what I heard on a busy expo floor, this sounded really cool. And it might be an easy way to start podcasting. And it works if you have an iPhone or an iPod Touch. It's $10. And it was called Boss Jock Studio. And if you go to schoolofpodcasting.com/bossjock, you can actually see this. You can actually buy it right there. It's $10. And here's what's really cool about it. You have these little buttons that you can assign music to. So that could be your intro and outro music. And you push a button and then you hit microphone. And as soon as you hit microphone, it starts to lower the volume of your music. And when you quit talking, it raises it back up. That's called auto ducking, which has nothing to do with hunting or quacking ducks or insurance from Aflac. It means it's going to automatically turn down the music. It then exports it as an AAF file, an MP3 file. And that's the other thing I'm not 100% sure of is what kind of MP3 file, because there are different variations, one that sound like AM radio, one that sounds like CD quality, things like that. But it's very, very cool. And if you go over to schoolofpodcasting.com/Boss, B-O-S-S, J-O-C-K. I'll have a page for that. But for me, that was the one that I went, whoa, that's impressive. Because they've got, on an iPhone, a bunch of built-in compression, and it just seemed too easy. My only concern is you're recording through the microphone of the iPhone, so is it still going to sound like a phone? And I couldn't hear the finished product, but it looked really cool. So I'm going to get with Dave Dave Mansueto is the guy behind Boss Jock Studio. You say, send me something you made in Boss Jock. Want to hear a finished thing, but it's something definitely worth checking out if you've got $10 to burn. Or if you have Boss Jock Studio, again, send me something. I want to hear it. It sounds really, really cool. The only thing, I asked them about an Android app, and they said there's actually some latency problems, meaning you get little echoes on the Android system. So right now it's just an iPhone, iPod Touch, and they said eventually an iPad. So that to me was the one I went, whoa, definitely got to check into that, even though I don't have an iPhone. The runner up is a website called Commune, that's commun.it. And unfortunately, it was very busy. In fact, I'm going to go to this website right now if you hear me typing in the background. And it's basically, it's a tool for Twitter that, welcome to the love. I don't know if you guys can hear that. I have screaming children outside my window here. Welcome to the world of podcasting. And, what it does is it focuses, you type in some keywords and it looks at, you kind of put in what you're interested in via these keywords. It then looks at people who are heavy influencers in those keywords and says, maybe you should follow these people. It's a relationship, it says, relationship management that makes a difference. Dramatically improve the way you manage your community and discover leads on Twitter. Brand new service. And they're kind of saying they're better than TweetDeck. They're kind of saying they're better than Hootsuite. It's a different angle than the other ones. You can go in and have different kind of interests. and it will show up on the left-hand side. It's a free service. It's kind of a freemium where you can sign up. So if you're interested in it, again, it's brand new. It's in beta. You can find it at commun.it. Would love to hear your feedback on that. Like I said, I just found out about it, and we'll be signing up here shortly to play with it. But to me, it was a new way of looking at Twitter, and enough to where I go, okay, definitely want to check that out. Because there were a number of services there that just seemed to want to take my content and put it on their website. And I'm kind of like, if you have a ton of traffic, I get that. But really, aren't you just using me to drive traffic to your site? I would rather drive traffic to my site. That's the only thing that I saw on a few of the services out there. So those are two from the Blog World and New Media Expo that I was like, definitely going to check those out. And again, want to say just it was great. How are we doing on time here? Let me get my timer. Okay, we're at 26 minutes. Okay, here's the other thing I want to tell you about. This is the added bonus content of Blog World. I always say, and people hate to hear this answer, but it's true. When it comes to building your podcast answer, am I really that tired? Your podcast audience. It really is finding your audience and going there and telling them about your podcast. So Blog World was right next door to, for lack of a better phrase, Book World. It was some sort of big book thing and just tons of authors and publishers and things like that. So one day I thought, you know, there were some really great sessions, but being a teacher, a presenter at Blog World, I get the virtual ticket. So I get all the recordings and I'm like, you know what? Let's go try to build my audience. Let's go try some, find some new members for the School of Podcasting. And I went over to the book side of the expo, and I swear it was like 2006, because I spoke to some authors and I would be like, have you ever thought of using a podcast to promote your book? You could talk about while you're writing the book, you could talk about what you're doing, actually get feedback from your audience and maybe steer the story based on audience feedback. You could explain where you're appearing at book signings. You could talk about anything that's going on in your life, again, to make you more human, not only just interested in your books, but interested in you as a person. And you could explain how you write the book. And to me, one of the things that always makes me want to listen to music is when I hear about the story of the song. And when I hear about the behind the music of the song, I always want to go hear the song, because it just makes more, I go, oh, wow, I get what they're talking about now. And you can do that with a podcast. But the thing that got me is I went to author after author and said, have you ever thought of starting a podcast? And unfortunately, many of them went, a what? And I was like, really? Really? And that's not a bad thing. It's just that sometimes you think we've come to a certain spot. And what's great about this, here's the beautiful thing. It just means their bubble hasn't popped yet. Right now, every comedian is jumping on podcasting. Why? Because one of them had huge success. So it's just going to take one author to just connect with an audience and have it go boom. And then every other author is going to start a podcast. They just haven't got there yet. So very, very interesting. And which was good. I kind of got to go over and preach to the wasn't preaching to the choir, which is kind of what I was doing at Blog World. Everybody knew what podcasting was. I went to people who needed it and said, oh, well, here's my card. Here's my phone number. Would love to answer any questions. Again, this Wednesday, go over to schoolpodcasting.com/webinars, and I'll answer all your podcasting questions. So that was very interesting. But I did go over and I did grow my audience. And I saw that if Rachel Ray is signing books, people will line up for miles to get her to sign her book. It was amazing. So other things that happened at Blog World that I'll be talking about in the future, there is, if you go to edisonresearch.com, there's a whole new kind of state of podcasting presentation there. And the good news is it's growing. That's it. Here's the nutshell in that it's growing. Podcasting is growing primarily due to smartphone usage. And we'll be talking about that. You also find out, this was the stat that jumped out at me, 30% of listeners of podcasts in the U.S. are over the age of 55. So if you think this is all the young whippersnappers with their pod thingies, buy iPod, buy I this, I that. No. This is everybody. In fact, in some cases, the younger people are kind of lagging behind a little bit. So you can find that at edisonresearch.com. There's a new report on that. A lot of things coming out. Very excited for the next, like I said, I got a ton of content and would love to have your input. You get to help steer the ship. You do. What do you want to hear about? I'll be mixing in interviews in the future as well as more how-to. And if you are ready, you're like, okay, Dave, I get it. I'm a blogger. I'm a newbie. I want to take you up on your offer to set up the WordPress thing. I can start a podcast for $7. You know, of course, you have to buy your microphone and things like that. Here's how you contact me. First of all, go out to my website. My phone number is right on my website. And if I'm teaching a class, I'm not going to answer the phone, but I will get back to you. So you can do that. You can also call the toll-free number. It's 888-563-3228. You can email me, dave@schoolofpodcasting.com. I read every email, unless for some reason you end up in my spam filter. So, you know, don't use words like Viagra and free in the email, and I think you'll stay out of my spam folder. And or you can just leave a comment out at the website. But the best way to contact me is via email. Because even if I'm teaching a class, I check my email and I will get back to you. I'm very excited to help you launch your new podcast, to help you plan it, things of that nature. And I deeply appreciate you listening. And I'm so glad I went to Blog World. I am stoked. I am excited. I am giddy. And insert your word for excited here about podcasting like I haven't been in a while because I met some really great people. Some really super phenomenal, great, super jumbo deluxe kind of people at Blog World. Made some great connections, and the future is looking bright. And I deeply appreciate everybody's input. So with that, I'm going to shut up because you know me. I'll talk about podcasting forever. Thank you so much. And until next week, you know, class is dismissed. But in the meantime, I'm going to see you on the inside. The spool of podcasting. Or, if you want, the school of podcasting. Makes a little more sense than that. See, you don't even have to talk well to be a podcaster. At theschoolofpodcasting.com. Thank you so much, and God bless. I got to get to a wedding.